You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Entertainment mogul Sean Combs in custody in New York City after a string of sex assault lawsuits.
Federal prosecutors and Sean Diddy Combs' lawyer both confirmed the arrest, which happened Monday night in New York. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the arrest came based on a sealed indictment, which they expect to unseal Tuesday morning. We know that Combs has been hit with lawsuit after lawsuit from women who allege they were physically and sexually abused by Combs and his colleagues, sex trafficked, and more. Combs has denied all allegations against him, but after a video came out earlier this year of him assaulting former girlfriend Cassie Ventura, he apologized for that incident and called his behavior inexcusable.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Ryan Wesley Routh is being held on federal gun charges in what investigators say was going to be a second attempt on President Trump's life. Separately, Pakistani national Asif Mershant pleaded not guilty in federal court in New York City to charges involving a scheme to assassinate the former president, Mershant, with ties to Iran. This is ABC News. A federal judge set a September 30th trial date for voting machine company Smartmatic's defamation lawsuit against Newsmax.
Florida-based Smartmatic says the hosts and guests on the conservative cable news outlet Newsmax made false and defamatory statements in the weeks following the 2020 election, implying that the company had used its software to somehow rig the results. This is one of several defamation suits Smartmatic has filed. Fox News agreed to pay a record $787 million in a similar suit against Dominion Voting Systems, again for false claims about the election that Donald Trump lost. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Police dispatchers in Dover, Delaware are being lauded for helping direct rescuers to a boat foundering in the English Channel thousands of miles away by a man who thought he was calling emergency personnel in Dover, England. In a little more than 15 minutes, Delaware was able to contact England and get them moving. Everyone aboard was safely returned to Dover, England. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin has grown to nearly 164,000 students this fall, the highest total since 2020. 8 campuses saw higher enrollments, but some of that growth was impacted by some 2-year branch campuses closing. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Wisconsin Tuesday. James Kelly reports.
The rally is scheduled for 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon. The Eau Claire Event District also hosted a rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz shortly after his introduction to the ticket. It's the second visit that Senator Vance has made to Eau Claire since joining former President Trump on the Republican ticket. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to speak in Madison Friday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I'm so proud of our staff, our players, just everybody sticking together because, you know, adversity is coming in every week in this league. And you face it in game. You face it, obviously, going into the game when you don't have your star quarterback. And you just got to find a way to win because at the end of the day, nobody cares.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, a partly cloudy sky in mid-60s. By daybreak, a light southeast wind. Plentiful sunshine around the area on Tuesday with south winds of 5 to 15, highs in the middle 80s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, highs will top out in the lower 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time where we'll take your phone calls, ask what's grinding your gears, and more of our Text to Win Go for the Green and Gold contest. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program today. Speaking of hours, this is from ProPublica today. The first sentence of the article: in her final hours, Amber Nicole Thurman suffered from a grave infection that a suburban Atlanta hospital was well equipped to treat. She'd taken abortion pills and encountered a rare complication. She had not expelled all of the fetal tissue from her body. She showed up at Piedmont Henry Hospital in need of a routine procedure. It's called a DNC, dilation and curettage, which clears out the uterus. She just needed this procedure done. But under this new Georgia law that Brian Kemp signed into law, and in fact said that he was, quote, overjoyed to sign into law back in July of 2022, the doctor could have spent 10 years in prison for doing a DNC on Amber Nicole Thurman. So they kept her in the hospital bed until she was so sick that they could legitimately say that they had to do this to save her life. She was very worried. She was in so much pain in this hospital bed waiting for them until she was, you know, sufficiently sick. She was very worried about her six-year-old son. She was a medical assistant. She's in nursing school. She wanted to be a nurse. And after 20 hours, the doctors finally said, okay, you're sick enough now that we think Brian Kemp won't put us in prison. Now we will operate on you. And within an hour, she was dead. Amber Nicole Thurman, Atlanta, Georgia, dead because of Brian Kemp and the Republicans in the state of Georgia passing an all-out abortion ban. And she's 28 years old. A six-year-old boy is now an orphan. She was a single mother. 10 doctors who looked at the medical records said this was entirely preventable, except for Brian Kemp and the Republicans in Georgia's law. ProPublica says at least 2 women have already died after they couldn't obtain access to legal abortions and timely medical care in their state. There are almost certainly others. ProPublica will share the story of the second woman in the coming days. We are also exploring other deaths that have not yet been reviewed but appear to be connected to abortion bans. They noted that after the 1973 Supreme Court ruling, now we're just talking about DNCs after a partial miscarriage or abortion. The rate of maternal death for women of color dropped 40% after Roe v. Wade. 40%. When advocates tried to block Brian Kemp's new law down in Georgia in court, arguing that it put women in danger. The attorneys for the state of Georgia accused them of, quote, hyperbolic fear-mongering. Tell that to Amber Nicole Thurman and her family and her six-year-old son. This is just, you know, terrible. By the way, I have a new book out. It's coming out in about 2 weeks. It's called The Hidden History of the American Dream, The Demise of the Middle Class, and How to Rescue Our Future. I'll be doing two book signings, one on October 9th at the Frugal Muse in Chicago. They're asking that you please call to sign up before you come. It'll be October 9th at 7 p.m. the Frugal Muse in Darien, Illinois, actually. Their phone numbers, you know, easily found. And then Powell's City of Books here in Portland on October 15th, also 7 p.m. J.D. Vance apparently has a master plan for the oligarchy, for rich people like his the billionaires who fund him. I'm Peter Thiel is the primary one, but apparently there's a few others. This is, you know, let's turn America into an oligarchy. I wrote a book about this, The Hidden History of American Oligarchy. This is what the Confederacy did. The Confederacy was an oligarchy. It was not a democracy. By the 1850s, there was no longer any democracy of any consequence in the southern states. Yeah, they still held elections, but the elections didn't matter. And anybody who opposed the people who were the toadies of the oligarchs, the giant plantation owners, you know, they literally risk getting killed. So this is the kind of government, the form of government the Republicans are committed, appears, to bringing back to the United States, oligarchy. Oligarchy is where the very rich run the country, period, full stop. And anything you do against the very rich, you will get crushed. And the way that J.D. Vance wants to make this happen is right now, under Citizens United, billionaires can pretty much buy any seat they want. I mean, and not just billionaires. I mean, you know, the third-party crypto. We saw this with CPAC now, has knocked out three Democratic primary challengers, or, you know, progressives in Democratic primaries. It happened here in Oregon. We're seeing right now here in the Oregon television market, Janelle Bynum, who is, you know, a great member of the Oregon legislature, who's running for U.S. House of Representatives, just being trashed by an out-of-state Republican-aligned, billionaire-funded super PAC. But J.D. Vance wants to expand that. Back in 2 years ago, in 2022, he filed a lawsuit that has been slowly making its way through the courts that says basically two things. Number one, that money is speech, which the Supreme Court has already ruled. They ruled that, the first time they ruled that was in 1976 in Buckley versus Vallejo, that money is speech, and therefore, under the First Amendment, you have a right, an absolute right to free speech, basically unlimited free speech. So billionaires and corporations should be able to use unlimited amounts of money in campaigns. So let's just do away with all the limits. And number two, that super PACs and third-party groups need to be able to coordinate with campaigns. So that basically the billions of dollars that come from the right-wing billionaires and the campaign itself can work together to most effectively deploy that money. And particularly so that money can flow into the campaign, because right now there's a federal law that requires television stations to give the very cheapest advertising rates to campaigns. And super PACs have to pay a higher rate. So this gets around that too. His lawsuit has lost twice in lower courts. It's heading to an appeals court right now, and in all probability, it'll end up before the Supreme Court next year. And the reason that it lost is because the Supreme Court has left some campaign restrictions in place, and basically these courts are saying, we can't go against the Supreme Court. This is all, and Vance knew that this was going to get lost over and over again. This is, and in fact, I would argue that he's probably doing this on behalf of one of his billionaire donors, one of the people who made him rich. I mean, you know, J.D. Vance was not a rich guy when he started out. He's a multimillionaire now. Peter Thiel helped him have his own very own hedge fund. So the bottom line here is J.D. Vance is doing everything he can through the courts. And like I said, get ready. This is going to happen next year. To say, let's just have an all-out oligarchy here in the United States. Let's forget about this democracy stuff. Let's just do away with that. We'll just do it like Russia. The oligarchs will run the country. The president will be a figurehead who will, on behalf of the oligarchs, or the president will be the guy who controls, like in Russia, the guy who controls all the oligarchs. Also in Hungary, this is the way Viktor Orban runs it. We'll be right back. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And I'll be picking up your calls here on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost?
because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why, for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. That's why, in fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game-changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM.
In the heart of every nation, where freedom's flame ignites, there's a beacon shining brightly in the darkest nights. From the hills of Appalachia.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Matthew in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Hey, Matthew, what's on your mind today?
Hey, evening, Tom. How you doing?
I'm alive and kicking, Matthew. What's on your mind?
Well, I like what Kamala Harris did during the debate. I think she came out strong, swinging. There was a few questions that she gave an answer to. I really didn't like. I didn't like the... I would really like assault rifles confiscated, and she made it seem like it's just going to continue on.
Yeah. Well, there's what she was trying to do was avoid starting any fires that weren't already burning. And to that extent, I understand what she's trying to do, and I support it.
It's a little disingenuous, don't you think?
No, I don't. I think that's how you play politics. You don't light a firecracker unless you have to.
So essentially she'll say one thing, but if she is elected, it'll be something else.
I'm not sure that I would put it that way, Matthew. She has for a long, long time said that she supports assault weapon bans. She's for a long time said that we need, you know, stronger gun control laws. But, you know, I don't think that debate was the given how fast and furious the BS was flying in every direction. Was probably the venue where you'd have any kind of rational, nuanced conversation about it. And the reality is that these are not things the president can do, by and large. They're things that have to be done by Congress. So there does need to be a discussion. There needs to be a national discussion about it. And there needs to be a vote. And there needs to be a debate. There were some things that Donald Trump intends to do or doesn't intend to do that he wasn't talking about either. I thought her debate performance. You know, yes, I was yelling at the television at times, but by and large, I thought she did a fine job. Matthew, thanks for the call. Greg in Springfield, Ohio. Hey, Greg, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Long-time listener and second-time caller.
Well, thank you, Greg.
I just wanted to give an update of what's happening in Springfield, Ohio.
Please.
Here on the ground, it's terrible. I wish the news would just leave. I mean, all the national news outlets are here.
Mm-hmm.
And like today, two elementary schools were closed because of threats.
Wow.
Of course, you know, yesterday, Wittenberg University was shut down, all their activities. They're going to cancel our Culture Fest this year, which is a big thing. It's a big money thing, and they're going to cancel that because of all this craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is saying something about coming here. I hope he doesn't come here because, you know, the only thing it'll do is fan the flames more. You got Haitian people scared to come out. I mean, this
I understand
is
you
terrible.
Got Nazis in your streets.
Yes, we have Nazis. Yeah, they're walking up and down different shopping centers in town and, you know, just causing more stuff. And luckily the news is not showing them. you know, you've been hearing about it, but they're not showing them. So that's great. But I just wish, you know, this would just all just go away. I mean, we got the drought going on here, you know. I mean, no rain, and we got this going on. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just terrible. And I just, you know, ask everybody to pray for Springfield, Ohio. Just pray for our country, because this is just crazy.
Where is Springfield located?
We're actually right between Columbus and Dayton. We're about 27 miles to the east of Dayton and about 40 miles west of Columbus.
So you're so in, we're right in the northwest quadrant of the state?
We're in actually called what's called West Central Ohio.
Okay.
So I-70, if you're familiar with I-70, we're right on I-70.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I am. I mean, I grew up in Michigan, so I have passing familiarity with the area. Well, Greg, thank you for the report from Springfield. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Tom, and keep praying for us now.
Will do, and keep us up to date. Thank you, Greg. Philip in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Hey, Philip, what's up?
Hey, Tom, good afternoon. Hey, and first of all, good seeing you on MSNBC. I'm glad you're getting some hits now because, you know, we can always benefit from your wisdom.
Thank you.
So a couple of things, two things I want to hit. First of all, about this right-wing hypocrisy. So I'm not sure if you've heard of, you're tracking this guy, Mark Green from Tennessee. His wife came out and called him out over the weekend for having an affair. And
is he an elected state official? I'm not familiar with who he is.
Yeah, yeah, he is he's a Tennessee Republican. He's actually the chairman of the Homeland Security panel.
Oh, of the committee in the Ohio State Legislature?
No, he's actually an Republican, a congressman.
Oh, okay, in the U.S. Congress.
Mark Green,
okay. Yeah, I didn't know about him.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So his wife came out, called him out for, he filed for divorce. She said he's running off with a 30-something.
Yeah, that kind of stuff happens, Philip. I mean.
And his daughter just came out and called him out, too. But, you know, this is just goes to show what's happening, you know, with these folks that just run around. She actually came out, she sent a letter out to some of the acquaintances in Congress, some of the other wives and folks that got circulated. And one of the things she said is, you know, he holds Bible studies in his basement and all this stuff. The other thing I want to talk about was, I don't know if you know, about Trump grifting with this new crypto exchange that him and his sons are setting up.
Yeah, that's going to be a big story in a couple of days. I Philip, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, but, you know, call back again and we can get into it if you've got some specific information on it. I'm still waiting to hear the details. Thank you for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls.
A single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full 3-hour podcast available over at TomHartman.com if you want to really support our program.
As a cool breeze, fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and get too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature regulating they are. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these, and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom and use that code Tom, T-H-O-M, for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom.
The voice of reason for the open mind. On Lefty Talk Radio, we speak the truth about the American
35
dream.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Hey, real quick on that, you were mentioning J.D. Vance wanting to make America an oligarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard an analyst over the weekend saying that Elon Musk is tracking to be the first trillionaire by 2027, but he caveated it with it depends largely on the projections of Tesla, the right. You know what I'm saying, the increase in Tesla stock. But that's not my main point. I wanted to talk about the Ukraine. And look, I'm not trying to be a downer here, but I think there's a 60% chance, okay, better than 50, that Vladimir Putin was probably not bluffing on his threat to do an above-ground nuclear test. And here's why.
He didn't come out and say that, Dave. He didn't say what he was going to do.
He did. He said that a possible course of action is an above-ground nuclear test. Or no, I'm sorry. He said just a nuclear test. But I think it will be above ground. And here's why is Kim Jong-un recently did a walkthrough of Yongbyon, and they said it was a mistake. It was not. When Trump was president, I mean, we've known about Yongbyon for years, and it uses the Zipa Ukrainian centrifuges, right, like Russia. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing is they started building onto it. They started expanding it right before Trump got into office. Then when him and Donald started their diplomacy, you know, they made a big deal out of blowing up the entrance. And a lot of analysts were speculating, well, okay, that's just the entrance. What about all these other buildings?
Right.
Well, apparently they didn't do anything except...
This is the nuclear weapons facility in North Korea that you're talking about.
To enrich U-235 for weapons-grade plutonium,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And here's the thing is North Korea, you can say whatever you want about North Korea, but they are dogged. They have no choice. They can't do computer simulations. They can't rely on that. They're dogged about their pursuit of just grinding out science. And here's the thing is, I think that really ups the chances of them doing an above-ground nuclear test because they need to. Below ground isn't sufficient, just like America and Russia found out. They're in France and other countries. But anyways, they're going to do an above-ground. I think it's going to be in the Pacific Northwest. Russia is going to facilitate and claim that it was theirs. You know, it's all just covered. That's the only way they can do it,
yeah.
Under the cover of all this
well,
stuff.
We'll see.
And
we'll see.
The Pacific Northwest jet stream is very predictable, though. Japan used it during World War II. And I'm just giving everybody a heads up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the balloon bombs, remember?
Yep,
on the
I do.
Pacific Northwest
jet stream. Some of them fell on Oregon and Washington State. You're absolutely right, Dave. And it was FDR kept that a secret throughout the war. Because it would have been a major, it could have caused all kinds of disruption. Dave, thank you. Thanks. We'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see. Jim in Kent, Ohio. Hey, Jim, what's up?
Hello, Tom. Kent is in Portage County in the northeast part of the state, and we have a sheriff, a Republican sheriff, who on his website, not the official sheriff website, but his own personal one.
Yeah, it was on Facebook.
Yes, on Facebook. He wrote the following. When people ask me, what's going to happen if the flip-flopping laughing hyena wins? I say, write down all the addresses of the people who had her signs in their yards. So when the illegal human locusts, which she supports, need places to live, we'll already have the addresses of their new families who supported their arrival.
Right, referring to immigrants as insects, just like the they did in Rwanda before the slaughter.
Exactly, and you know, this guy is supposed to be the sheriff of all the people in the county.
Right, and he's supposed to protect people who are there, whether they're there legally or not.
Well, yeah. Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I hope it gets voted out in the fall. That's all I can say. It's unbelievable that an official could post something like that. Well, maybe not given Trump, but...
Yeah. No, it's...
Okay, Tom, that's all I had.
Okay. That's a good one, Jim. Thank you. Thank you very much. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, you started out your program talking about hate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm as you know, I'm always concerned about the way terms are thrown around without being defined. You know, what are we talking about when we talk about hate? You know, for instance, you know, each year in June, even though it happened before I was born, you know, you'll recall the bombing of the four little girls, black girls, in a Sunday school in Alabama, I believe it was.
In Birmingham.
You know, an event unparalleled in history. And when I think of it every year when it happens, even though I wasn't born at the time, it makes me dislike the group of people that consistently commit these acts towards people that look like me.
Yep.
It's the same feeling I had when, you know, recently the Air Force Airman Roger Fortson was murdered, when Trayvon Martin was murdered, when Tamir Rice was murdered, when Tatiana Jefferson was murdered, when James Beard was murdered, when I read about the murders of Emmett Till, Martin Luther King, or Malcolm X. If I'm responding to hatefulness, does that make me hateful as well? If I'm walking down the street and you spit on me and I in turn rearrange your teeth, are we somehow equal? And see, this is where this is a very nebulous term. So what I'm trying to present to you and your audience, not so much you, but your audience, is we should think about the things we say and understand that there may not be a consensus and that not all things are equal. The second point I wanted to make quickly, Tom, is that with regards to this second assassination attempt, apparently, on Donald Trump, I hate to say this, because I predicted this would happen, but this is starting to look a little contrived. And remember, right after the Republican National Convention, Trump was at a rally in Arizona, and there was apparently someone gunning for him, but they caught the guy before, you know, he was able to execute anything. So this is technically kind of a third attempt. This is starting to stink to high heaven. Now, my concern is this, and I don't know if you share it, but hopefully you'll comment on it. This is animating Trump's base. You started out your program talking about people with pictures of Trump, but with Jesus and all of this stuff. And he's been setting himself up for a martyr since forever. You know, they want to take away, they want to get rid of me because they want to attack you, and they want to take away my. This whole bit. And this is really concerning me because it's just a matter of time, whether this is contrived or not, before someone in his base goes off.
Yep.
Do you agree?
I do. And, you know, I mean, it looks like the guy who was apparently going to shoot at him yesterday voted for him in 2016 and was a big supporter of Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley. He just became anti-Trump, and apparently he became anti-Trump over the issue of Ukraine, but... You know, the guy clearly has some mental problems. He tried to go over to Ukraine and volunteer to fight with them, and they rejected him. They said he was crazy. And this is in Florida, where Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, you know, passed a law making it possible for mentally ill people to buy weapons. I mean, you know, it's like you could just show up at any gun show you want in Florida, no problem at all. You can buy an AK-47 or an AR-15 or whatever you want and go hunting. So, Kenyatta, we're 340 million people. We're a hell of a lot of people, and there's going to be a few sickos. You know, after 40 years of pumping guns into the American public, I mean, you know, we now have more guns. We have 400 million guns in this country.
That's right.
I mean, we used to have one gun for about every 12 people. That was back in the 80s when Reagan came into office. And now you've got more than one gun for every person.
Well, mind you, you're talking about guns that are registered. You're not talking about unregistered weapons or ghost guns.
Well, I don't know if we're talking sales or registration, but in either case, the numbers are insane. Yeah. And so I'm not surprised by it, and I don't think we need a conspiracy theory to explain it. But I do think that there is something to be said, and maybe you'd want to comment on this in your excellent Substack newsletter. I do think there is something to be said for that Trump is cranking people up so much that some of that is spilling back on him right now.
There's no doubt about it, and it only takes a spark to light a stick of dynamite. Good to talk to you, man.
Okay, thank you, Kenyatta. Good talking to you, too. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Entertainment mogul Sean Combs in custody in New York City after a string of sex assault lawsuits.
Federal prosecutors and Sean Diddy Combs' lawyer both confirmed the arrest, which happened Monday night in New York. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the arrest came based on a sealed indictment, which they expect to unseal Tuesday morning. We know that Combs has been hit with lawsuit after lawsuit from women who allege they were physically and sexually abused by Combs and his colleagues, sex trafficked, and more. Combs has denied all allegations against him, but after a video came out earlier this year of him assaulting former girlfriend Cassie Ventura, he apologized for that incident and called his behavior inexcusable.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Ryan Wesley Routh is being held on federal gun charges in what investigators say was going to be a second attempt on President Trump's life. Separately, Pakistani national Asif Marchant pleaded not guilty in federal court in New York City to charges involving a scheme to assassinate the former president, Marchant, with ties to Iran. This is ABC.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Several children are injured after a school bus crash in southeast Wisconsin Monday morning. Police say an SUV ran a stop sign and knocked the bus over. Lisa Hale reports.
The Random Lake School District posted on social media that bus 17 was involved in a crash. Helicopter video showed the bus tipped over on its side. The school district said students were injured and received medical care. The families impacted have been notified. There was no information on the severity of their injuries. I'm Lisa Hale.
Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit have stalled in the U.S. Senate. The Children's Defense Fund says the bill could have lifted 400,000 children out of poverty nationwide. The Annie E. Casey Foundation says 13% of Wisconsin children live in poverty. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Could Ewan McGregor play Obi-Wan Kenobi again? It seems the Force is still with him. After a string of canceled Star Wars shows in the last few years, the franchise is rethinking bringing back McGregor to play Kenobi, and McGregor says he's game. McGregor started playing Kenobi in 1999 in The Phantom Menace and played the character in the 6-episode series Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney+. The network has not given a definitive answer yet on whether or not the series will return for a second season. McGregor says there are still Obi-Wan stories to be told. Well, there is one Goonie who is willing to say die, and her name is Martha Plimpton. Addressing rumors of a Goonies sequel, Plimpton posted on Instagram that there is no script, Spielberg is not involved, and there is no one from the original cast attached. But Goonies apparently stick together. Corey Feldman backs his fellow castmate, confirming on the artist formerly known as Twitter that he has not heard a peep about a sequel. Buzz kill. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, a partly cloudy sky in mid-60s. By daybreak, a light southeast wind. Plentiful sunshine around the area on Tuesday with south winds of 5 to 15, highs in the middle 80s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, highs will top out in the lower 80s. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
It's a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we're talking about supper clubs, the comfort food of restaurants, what makes them unique, and why they're so hard to rank.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
I couldn't vote for him, but I worked for him. Anyway, I want to say that I'm not so much worried about Kamala winning, but when she wins, what is the Supreme Court going to do?
I agree.
You were talking about that, and it's really concerning me.
Yeah, it concerns me, too. And I'm not sure what we can do about it. I mean, some of these recent decisions, particularly the presidential immunity decision, are so absurd. They're obscene. I mean, they make no legal sense. They are obviously attempts to bend our law to comport with their political worldview. And I'm very worried about it, Susie.
You know, I love Biden, and I cried when he left, and he makes me cry. He touches my heart so much. Mm-hmm. So this is not
a
criticism. But I will die mad about his justice appointed. He has this guy, Garland. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say. I'm trying to be kind, but, you know, it just feels like things are going by the board, and yeah. I don't know. I'm not happy with him. I really am not.
Yeah, neither am I. But, you know, that said, at least the Justice Department is now prosecuting Trump and the people around him. I think, you know, it's a good first step. I would like to see a lot more prosecutions.
Yeah, it is a good first step. What chances do we have of... I mean, Biden has now got all kinds of immunities, according to the Supreme Court, so why can't he just place some more guys on the Supreme Court before this election?
Well,
you know what I mean?
He has the immunity to break the law. He doesn't have the immunity to... I mean, putting people on the Supreme Court would require Congress. He just can't do that. Even breaking the law, he can't do that. Nobody would take it seriously. Nobody would pay attention to it. My concern is what happens if the Supreme Court issues a ruling that throws the election to the House, for example.
That's exactly what I'm worried about.
And the Biden administration then says, we're not going to respect that ruling, which is what Abraham Lincoln did with Dred Scott, and it's what Andrew Jackson did with both the Trail of Tears and with the First National Bank of America. And then what happens? I mean, it would get thrown into a full-blown constitutional crisis. And then, you know, Mike Johnson decides to convene the House anyway and gavel, you know, Donald Trump into the White House. And what happens if then the administration, Biden administration, says we're not going to recognize that? I mean, this could be the beginning of something that resembles a civil war, Susie. I mean, those are the stakes in my mind. And that concerns me tremendously. I don't know what to do about it. If anybody listening is a constitutional lawyer or a political strategist, I'd love to hear from you. But this is, I think, a very legitimate concern. Susie, I have to move on. Thank you for bringing it up. Good talking to you. Jeff in Gurnee, Illinois. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Yeah, locomotive engineer Jeff, calling you, but not about the railroads today.
Oh, cool. Okay.
There's enough there. I'll give you that another time. Let's talk about the economy. Like, what I don't understand about this, we always talk about the billionaires. What about the guy, just as an example, he owns 6 car dealerships. He's a millionaire, but he's expecting people with union wages or people that are getting paid decently to come buy the products, whether they're gas or electric operated. Now, if he doesn't get to do that, how does he survive anything, whether the union gets dropped off or the pay or the medication or Medicare starts to cost us more? He's done. So where does he have a place in this? See, we're not talking about the billionaires. I guess we must be talking about petrol billionaires.
Well, and it's the small business people side who always get hurt. You're right.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, if he's a major player, he's going to be talking to other people and going, hey, where do I come in on this? Yeah. And so we go back to Hispanics or minorities or these other people that Trump wants to gather up. I think a lot of people understand that sometimes I'm not picking on any of these people when I say this, but they may end up in the back of a restaurant washing dishes, or they're in California picking lettuce or whatever they're doing. You know, if those people all get booted out, if people aren't going to go to their local restaurant going, hey, what happened? How come you closed up? And what a bunch of white kids out of L.A. going to pick the lettuce out of the fields in California? It's got a lot of repercussions, and right. I don't see how any of this works out.
No, it won't. It would be extraordinarily Trump's deportation plan would be extraordinarily disruptive.
Right.
And his claim now that he's going to denaturalize these people who are here and have gone through the whole process and become U.S. citizens, and he's going to strip them of their citizenship if their skin is any browner than his. It's just obscene. It's just obscene. Jeff, thank you for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with 0 gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code Tom.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had...
Dom Salvia.
Next time, is your employer discriminating against you for your adult content creations? And John Nichols from The Nation Magazine and The Cap Times. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.